On Monday, November 2nd, SFMSports.net had the chance to cover the high school state golf finals down in College Park, Maryland at the University of Maryland Golf Course. We got a chance to speak to Evan Shuck, Coach Evan Sheets, as well as Falston's Dylan Wolf. Here's Evan Shuck. Evan, you finished with back-to-back 78, top golfer in Harford and Cecil County. What does that mean to you?
I'm very happy to just have finished the year solidly. I've been playing really well the past 2 weeks. I'm glad to go out and perform when it matters.
Last seven holes of the round today, one under par. What was it about that you just got in that groove?
Well, I actually saw my score from last week, and he told me nice birdie before I even made the putt. I figured I don't want to let him down, so I rolled in a long putt. Finish confidently.
Now you finish out your career here in another nice weekend. As you look back at your 4 years in high school golf, what are you going to take away from it?
Well, I started out as a pretty bad player, and I definitely worked really hard to improve. And I'm very happy to have finished out my career as I did.
Here's Coach Sheets. Coach, Evan finished with back-to-back 78s, model of consistency, top golfer in Harford County and Cecil County here at the state meet. What does that mean to you as a coach?
It shows that it's all about the hard work that he put in, because regardless of how much time I asked the team to work or how much time, you know, the team was spent doing things, he always stayed extra, did the small things, and paid attention to the small things. Never said, oh, we'll get it next time. He was frustrated every time that it didn't go exactly right, even at practice, the first practice of the year to the last practice of the year.
You've been on your staff here 2 years. You start from when you first saw him hit a shot last fall to now here in November 2015. What's the growth been like for him the last 2 years?
The decision-making and the intelligence with which he plays his round. We talked earlier that he doesn't hit it far, but you don't have to. And it's really easy to be intimidated when you come out with these big hitters at the state tournament. We don't have people like this in Harford County. You know, we don't have 300-yard plus drivers, yet he continued to mold his game, play his game over those 2 years. At no point did he ever really work at hitting it further, just being as precise as he could and taking what he got and making that work. And over 2 years, there wasn't 5 bad decisions that he made on the course that I watched that, you know, it's like, oh, you should have played that differently. Just smart golf.
And Dylan Wolf talks about his round of 72. Dylan, you went, got to the 18th hole, your last hole of the day, even par, and you hit your drive into the trees. What was going through your mind after you found it?
I was just trying to get back in play so I could just be able to like par the hole. So I was just trying to keep it as low a score possible after a bad tee shot.
You finished one over par today. You tied your career best round. When you got to the course today, did you have a specific number in mind?
I was just trying to break like mid-70s. I was just trying to like stay around, but it just did a little bit better than I expected.
Now you guys made it here as a team and part of the team competition. What was so special about the Cougars this fall?
That we were able to like not lose a match. We were undefeated and we won districts and counties, and it was just. It was better to win as a team. I mean, I was more glad I was able to come as a team than as an individual, because I was able to do it with all my friends.
Now, you out there, you're very calm and cool and collected. How much do you think that helps you, you know, stay in the moment? You know, again, you talked about the bad tee shot there on the 18th hole. You know, you get back in, you get in with a 5 there. How much does that play into your game there?
I mean, I don't try to get overreacted. I mean, if I can just bogey a hole, I'll just come back and try to get the next one even better.